Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They replied to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and to sit at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant and said to the brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first, you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
We are celebrating a great feast today, the feast of St. James, the Apostle. To those of you who have been to Compostela, this is the day that you celebrate. Celebrate with a tempranillo, Rioja, or a plate of paella. That'll be fitting. But anyway, up to this point, Jesus has been preaching about the kingdom of God, and it must have taken the apostles in a very impressive manner that they want to participate in that kingdom. Imagine after all the oppressions of the Roman Empire to the people of Israel, Jesus is now offering them an alternative, a kingdom where everybody will be equal, a kingdom will be where there will be blessings and bounty, a kingdom without tears, you know. So they were so excited, and here James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached Jesus. No, the mother actually approached Jesus and asked that both sons be seated at the right and at the left when the kingdom fully manifests itself. It's like asking for a place in the cabinet of the new president. That's what they were looking for. And to desire to participate in the life of the kingdom is a holy thing. Let's not forget that. It must be a desire of all of us, very much like these two apostles, to be part of the kingdom of God. And you and I, my brothers and sisters, are part of that kingdom already. But very much like these two men, our understanding of what it is to be a part of the kingdom must be refined a little bit more. Here, it is obvious that the mother of James and John, and of course James and John also, imagined themselves to be in the kingdom and reaping all of the glories and grandeur and all the beauty. That's what it means to belong to the kingdom. Well, for Jesus, yes, that's part of it, but not entirely it. It's only half of the entire story, because to be part of the kingdom is to embrace the cross as well. Without the cross, our life as Christians mean nothing. See, to desire glory by itself is meaningless without the cross. Glory and the cross, resurrection and passion, they always come together. And that's what the Lord is trying to underline here. You will be part of the kingdom, but you will have to embrace the cross first. And in saying this to the two brothers, Jesus sort of sweetened the blow. He asked by saying, "Will you be able to drink of the cup from which I will drink?" Which means our embrace of our suffering, even though we are members of the kingdom already, our embrace of the suffering is also our embrace of the very person of Jesus Christ, who came to serve, to suffer and die, and rose again. In the end, these two brothers, James, will understand how the embrace of the cross leads to the true, genuine, and authentic glory. James will eventually come back to Judah, and he will be tried, and he will be martyred. He was so on fire and so knowledgeable with the will of God now, as opposed to this reading here, that he understood what it means to follow God in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of the Lord. And during his execution, he testified before his executioners, and he was so radiant, and it was so beautifully done that the executioners knelt before him and asked for forgiveness and confessed himself to be a Christian as well. Executioner and the apostle took the guillotine that day. They were beheaded that day as brothers. My friends, this is a wonderful reminder for all of us who are part of the kingdom of God, who are in the kingdom of God already. The liturgy today calls us to refine our understanding such that in following the Lord in the kingdom of God, we embrace the cross, whatever that might be. It could be an illness. It could be problems in relationships. It could be financial worries. These are the cross that we carry with us, and we embrace them because it is participation in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. And do not worry, do not fear, because we embrace suffering not for the sake of suffering itself. We embrace suffering because we understand, very much like James, that suffering is part of resurrection, that darkness is part of the glory that is to come. To those who follow the Lord, embrace the cross, and profess themselves to be apostles of the Lord Jesus.